Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in. I am Jim Beaver, and this is the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Hold on tight, the misadventure is just getting started. Welcome to the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. We are back here in the saddle, another week of radio. And man, this has been kind of crazy for me. Been sitting in my studio and for like the last couple of weeks. Obviously had the Mint 400 and now I'm here for like a month. It's a weird, weird world for me. You know me, I'm used to traveling and going all over the country. I mean, things are going to get kickstarted here pretty quick. Got a major project we're getting ready to announce, but been able to actually get caught up on some stuff and do some of the not so fun stuff, i.e. taxes and dealing with the IRS. Well, not really dealing with them, but doing taxes. Dealing with them in a roundabout way, but hate that. But yes, it's that time of the year, but it is also that time of the year for things to warm up in here in my office studio outside. I think we're supposed to crack 100 degrees next week, and you know what that means? That means Jim's getting the Kawasaki SXR stand-up jet ski in the water, and big shout out to my boy Mark Gomez for getting me hooked up with some new jet pilot wetsuit and riding stuff. Going to be a little bit warmer for me. But anyways, we got a show to do today here. Thanks Sports Byline for continuing to push us out on the airwaves. We got Dan Kahn, man, media mogul when it comes to automotive, hugely involved in SEMA, a bunch of major brands and their marketing efforts. Just wrote a book. But Dan Kahn, a guy I've wanted to interview for quite some time. He's had his hand in a lot of different things in automotive and the motorsports space. And this is kind of a behind the scenes. This is a look behind the veil. Not a racer. This is a guy that makes things tick. So you want some good insight into the world of automotive, getting sponsorships, and how to make your marketing efforts count. That's what's on tap for today with Dan Kahn right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel, back after this break. Making the most of every moment can be demanding, which is why at General Tire, we think you should demand more from your tires. For more than a century, we've made great all-around tires that always deliver the right combination of performance, durability, style, and value. Whether you're looking at the ultra-high-performance summer tires for your street rod or the best-in-class all-weather tire for your family crossover, General Tire delivers for those who demand more from their tires. Find your fit at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing. So why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
General Tire offers a wide variety of options that are designed to deliver for whatever life brings your way. Whether you have a truck, car, or SUV, General Tire delivers for whatever you drive. From the long-lasting all-season Altimax RT43 to the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX, General Tire covers on-road performance, off-road capability, and durability. General Tire delivers. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Got a guy I've known for a long time, never really caught up though, Dan Kahn. And I know Kahn Meat has done a lot for me over the years. I was just out with Optima Batteries at King of the Hammers, courtesy of an invite from you guys. But man, welcome to the show, Dan.
Thanks for having me on, Jim. It's great.
Well, we've got a lot to go over here because we've got industry stuff. You've got a book that we're going to talk about. We've got a lot going on. But I mean, I guess give us your background, because a lot of people that are listening to the show at some point have probably heard of Kahn Media. You guys in the automotive industry, really, honestly, in the last 5, 6, 7 years have really just skyrocketed, got your hands involved in quite a few things. But you kind of got your background in journalism, correct?
Yeah, you're right on. So I lifelong enthusiast, car guy, outdoors guy. Like a lot of us, I think I grew up in a family, so I sort of didn't have a choice. It was grandpa was a car guy, dad was a car guy. My first vehicle was a 80 Chevy long bed that we bought. I think we actually got it for free. Either got it for free or got it for $200, but it was a diesel and it had a blown up motor. And my dad's neighbor had a jet boat tuning company. And, those old 80s jet boats all had 455 Oldsmobiles in it. Yeah. So he was going to put a big block in it. So we took out the 455 Olds and put it in my long bed. And that was my first vehicle. And then restored a Mustang Fastback with my dad. And to be honest, when I was a teenager, just worked really hard and worked at a speed shop to buy parts on layaway and restored this car. And when it was done, I learned to read with car magazines, with Four Wheel and Off Road and Hot Rod and all those. And
funny, same here.
Yeah, I was constantly getting in trouble at school because I was bringing car magazines to school and like not doing my work. And I was a crappy student, unless I really liked it. So like shop class and English class, I liked. Everything else, I could care less about. And literally just was like, hey, I want my car in these magazines. And there's something about being young enough and naive enough that you don't know that something isn't possible. And I think an adult would say like, that's a weird goal back when the car magazines were everywhere. Like, I want my car a bunch of covers. Like, you're 16. That's not a thing. No one told me that. So I just took a bunch of pictures and wrote an article. I didn't understand that like people got paid to write articles. So I thought if I wrote the article and I wrote the pictures, they'd put my car in the magazine. And then I like bundled it all up and sent them to all the car magazines and said, hey, here's this article I wrote about my own car with these photos I took with like an Instamatic camera on like the lawn, again, not knowing that it sucked. And I guess maybe I charmed these guys or something, because a bunch of them wrote back, and I ended up on, my car got on the cover of Hot Rod, Car Craft, and Mustang and Fords in the same year. And wow. Yeah, and partly maybe geography, because I grew up in Southern California within an hour of most of the major publishing companies at the time. So that definitely didn't hurt. And I was like, whoa. And I didn't even know that was a job. And once I started to meet those guys and took my car in photo shoots and met editors and journalists, I went, wait, you can get paid to just like hang out at car events and write about cars. That's great. I'll do that. And so that became like my life goal. And a lot of gracious guys in our industry, who some of whom I still work with today, kind of said, hey, here's, by the way, this is a terrible plan. Don't do this. You're going to work really hard and make no money, and it's not stable, and you're going to get fired a lot. It's a bad plan. Don't do it. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's do it. So kind of just got a journalism degree, worked my way through college, writing for magazines, a lot of racing, a lot of kart racing stuff. And then came out and worked in publishing for a few years. And to be honest, I accomplished my life goal very early. At 22, I had a job at Peterson Publishing and was working with all these legendary editors. And I'm like, hey, this is exactly what I wanted. I could do this for the rest of my life. And a whole bunch of stuff happened in fairly short order. You know, first of all, I mean, the internet gutted that industry. And it was very clear within a year or two of my taking that job that, oh, the world is about to change. And I'm sitting in staff meetings as the youngest guy in the room going like, this internet thing is a big deal. Why aren't we talking about it? And they're like dismissing it out of hand. They're just like, this is that, nope, that's a fad. Magazines are magazines. Nobody wants to read about cars on the internet. And I'm going like, I don't know. It doesn't sound right. And at the same time, the private equity thing happened where all of a sudden Mr. Peterson, who owned Peterson Publishing, wanted to retire. He sells his company. It gets rolled up and sold, and then rolled up and sold again. And I think I went through three roll-ups in 2 years. And then they decided to sell the office building that we were sitting in. And they said, hey, now you have to commute, you know, 2 hours each way every day to work. And it just wasn't cool anymore. And I went like, this whole thing is not what I signed up for. Did a couple, you know, years at an online startup and helped launch an online automotive platform, learned about that. Jumped into PR and worked for a small motorsports agency, loved it, would have happily stayed there for years. And a headhunter called and said, hey, a bigger agency needs an account lead on enthusiast accounts. You know, at the time it was like McGuire's and Aston Martin and some other stuff, OEs and aftermarket both. Made the jump and suddenly had a lot more responsibility and learned a lot more. And the same kind of thing happened where at that point, social was exploding. And I kind of thought, man, if our goal is connecting brands with consumers, we can help them do that through social and through content and through storytelling. It doesn't have to be through the lens of PR. Yeah. And so I wrote a business plan for the agency I worked at and presented it to the owner and said, this is going to transform our business. We can future-proof this thing right now. Let's do it. And I out of respect, good guy, built a good business, was sort of a legend in the industry at the time, just didn't see it. And he's like, I think he gave me a week. And afterwards he came back to me a week later. And it's like, nah, this whole like social media thing is stupid. Like let's just stick to pitching magazines. And at that point I was like a dog with a bone. I couldn't let it go. So I left and started my firm, and that was 16 and a half years ago. So that was Con Media.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. It's funny because there was that shift, and I almost was thinking, you know, I kind of started what I was doing in 2011, and you know, kind of same thing. I grew up, and it was just a quest to find money for racing. So, I mean, I was 18, 19, and I was writing up these 15-page proposals with, you know, in a 3-ring binder and mailing them off and going and, you know, and stuff like that. But it's like, I almost feel like we've had that shift to digital, and, you know, and now we're having this shift. Like right now, I've never seen shifts of this magnitude, but right now the shift to AI, and I'm just looking at it and it's like, God, how fast can you keep up? Because some of the stuff that's getting cranked out with AI, and I'm going, every once in a while there's these massive shifts, and it's like in the last 12 months this AI stuff has just blown up, and I'm trying to study as much as I possibly can, and it's like I still feel like I can't catch up.
No, I agree, and it's interesting because I think of these shifts like mile markers. And for a while, those mile markers were pretty spread far apart, you know, like when, you know, especially like if you look at the performance aftermarket, all the brands whose logos are behind you, right? Like, you know, Robert E. Peterson started Hot Rod and then Motor Trend and then, you know, Four Wheel and Off-Road and, you know, Carcraft. I mean, that was all in the late 40s, early 50s, going into the early 60s. If you were a performance parts company or anything in the aftermarket, a tire company, a wheel company, whatever, for like a good 30 or 40 years, your whole marketing plan was really like, I'm going to meet with a publisher at one of the big publishing houses. I'm going to buy an ad schedule. As a result of buying that ad schedule, I'm going to get access to editorial coverage. I'm going to get access to new product releases in the magazines. I'll sign up for a bunch of events. Some will be trade, some are consumer, and you're done. Like, you can do your whole marketing plan for the year in a week. It like really wasn't that hard of a lift. And then, like, you know, all of a sudden, because like back then, like our industry, like we weren't doing a lot of like TV. TV was not affordable when it was just broadcast. Well, then cable comes along and Speed Vision comes along. And now all of a sudden, maybe you can do TV. And then, you know, the internet comes along and social comes along. And now all of a sudden you have a portal where, like, if you're savvy enough and want to spend time, you can buy ads all day long for nothing. Like, it's cheap. So, you know, all these barriers just, I mean, the mileposts are coming faster and faster and faster to the point we're at now, like you're saying, where it's become a blur. And that's where, you know, I see both a lot of opportunity and some challenges. You know, as an agency, you know, we're now perpetually reinventing ourselves. Where our kind of the through line model from 2008 to now is connecting brands and consumers through storytelling. Modality to change every 4 or 5 years. Now it changes every 6 months. Because, and as long as we're telling an authentic story about a brand to a core group of enthusiasts who will help us spread the word, I don't really care if it's on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or through DM ads or through organic or through organic influencers or paid influencer or rev share deals. Like, the way we deliver the message has become secondary to the importance of the message, because it's all I mean, there was a moment there where it's like, oh, TikTok's going away. Let's stop worrying about that. Just kidding. Now it's not going away. Like, if you worry about the platform, you're just going to get completely distracted. So I tell my team, like, don't worry about that. That's secondary. The primary thing is just tell a great story.
Well, I agree. That's absolutely it. It's all about storytelling and that authenticity. But Dan, we've got a whole lot more to come with you, but we got to take a short commercial break. We'll be back right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Joined on the line with Dan Kahn from Kahn Media, guy that's been around the industry for a long time. Right before the break, Dan, we were talking about kind of changes, you know, and I completely agree with you. You know, I do some public speaking from time to time. One of the things I always talk about is I like to call the adapt or die mentality, because I deal with some brands and some of them are older and they want to do things the way they were doing 10, 12, 15 years ago. And it's like, you just can't do that. But, you know, talking about the message, it's like, you know, I hear so many people worrying about algorithms and this is how you get traction. And I'm like, but you look at some of the garbage that's going up on Instagram and TikTok, and I know how to get clicks, you know how to get clicks, but it's not doing the brands justice to create content that way. And so I agree with you, you know what I mean? Where it's the brand message. If you've got a solid brand message, the rest can all fall into place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a perfect example of that is like, perfect example, we're talking on the Tuesday after President's Day. Daytona 500 was this weekend. Yep. Full disclosure, I am a motorsports fan. I'm not a huge NASCAR guy. But, you know, Cletus McFarland shows up for the Daytona 500 and then wrecked, didn't even race. But the thing is, Garrett is all over the place, right? He's wearing the Ricky Bobby fire suit. He gave a hilarious post-racer, you know, post-crash interview. He was totally on brand. To me, that was the biggest win of the Daytona 500. Yeah. And it was a guy that never actually even really competed in the Daytona 500. He just showed up and was having a good time and being himself and being totally on brand for the whole Cletus thing. And I'm like, this guy's going to save NASCAR. Like, I'm watching this and I'm like, this is what people actually want to see. It's entertaining. It's fun. He was true to himself. His audience loved it. A bunch of people who don't know who he is were on social going like, what's happening? Like, who is this guy? And why is he wearing a Wonder Bread fire suit and what's going on? That to me is the perfect example of just being like being your authentic self and just tell a story and be entertaining. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. He could have won and probably gotten less attention than he got wrecking.
That's the thing. Like Jimmy Johnson, legend, you know, had an amazing race. Nobody's talking about it. They're talking about Cletus.
Right. 100%. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there for brands and for people and for drivers where, like, again, like you don't have to win. Just have a good time and show up and be really transparent with your audience about who you are and what you're trying to do. And they're probably going to love you more for it.
So tell us a little bit about your book, New Rules, The New Rules of the Road, right? Tell us a little bit about this book, because I know you're excited about it. You got
it. Yes, I got a copy. Right here it is. Yeah, I'll hold it right there. Yeah, The New Rules of the Road, How to Navigate the Rapidly Changing Marketing Landscape. So like I was saying earlier, way back in 07, 08, I was in an MBA program with my wife. She worked in corporate America. Her MBA was being paid for. Mine, I was trying to self-fund. And so she was like, oh, I get to do this thing, you know, after hours and my company's paying for it. And if I graduate, they give me a raise. So she had a great motivator. I was just kind of doing it to try and figure stuff out. I really didn't love the classes because I had a bunch of people teaching theoretical business ideas who clearly had never worked in a small business. And to be honest, I'm not a great student. And so I dropped out because I was funding it myself. And I'm like, this isn't for me. So what I did at night while she was getting her degree, her second degree, is I said, I'm going to build my own sort of marketing MBA. And I started reading all these books. And at the time, you know, books like The Purple Cow from Seth Godin was like really transformative for me. And there were some other books, and a guy named David Meerman Scott wrote a book about, and it was an ungated ebook that he wrote. And this is back when you had to like find a server and download it. And he really was the first person I'd ever read that talked about like, and his was specifically about PR. And it was like, hey, at the dawn of the social media age, PR is going to completely change what it used to be. Here's how it works. And here's sort of some stories to explain it in context and then a path to go forward. And almost 17 years later, I around and it kind of occurred to me that that doesn't exist for our current moment right now. You know, I don't even know if somebody who did PR 20 years ago would recognize what we do for a living right now. And it's so much less about like, you know, pitching print editors on stories. And it's more about lining up experiences and connecting with, you know, people like you and, you know, podcasters and content creators, and everything's become decentralized. And in a decentralized market, whether you're a racer or a small business owner or a CMO of a Fortune 500 company, the entire model has completely been disrupted by independent media, including, by the way, the last presidential election. And to me, that was the biggest sign that like, okay, like we're here. Like at this point, when one side has Oprah and CNN and the other side has a bunch of podcasters and wins, regardless of who you voted for, that is a pretty clear sign that the market has changed. So the idea behind the book was to really create something relatable to people who are not marketers. So you do not need a business degree. You don't need a marketing degree. And it tells kind of the story of those mile markers we were talking about earlier of like, here's where we came from. Here's what PR and marketing started as 100 years ago. And here's where we are today. And it gives some pretty clear cut examples of here's examples of people who manage this new landscape, working with independent creators in a really positive way and grew their brand. And here's some examples of ones that maybe didn't go as planned, and let's dissect what happened. And then each chapter ends with sort of a checklist so you can get clear takeaways of, okay, as I come, you know, out of this book with my own thoughts and my own brand and my own project, here's how I move forward. Here's how I build a plan. And whether you have a huge budget or no budget, here's how you can figure out a way to kind of push your brand story out to as many people as possible who will then help you share your message for you.
You know, it's funny. There's so many takeaways from here, but I laugh because you talked about, you know, the changing landscape of marketing and things like that. And I don't want to age myself, but when I got my college degree in business and marketing, I mean, social media didn't even exist. You know, I mean, maybe MySpace, but I think back and like the entire premise of my college degree was television, radio, you know, it was, you know, print ads, maybe a little bit of banner ads at the time, you know, and things like that. But I'm going, man, it's the changing landscape. And I think, you know, that's one of the, you know, I'm excited to read your book just because I think, you know, there's a lot of people now, whether you're a small business, there's a lot of people that don't have marketing degrees that really are in over their head and they don't have even slightest idea of, you know, what direction to go. So I think it's pretty awesome. You know, I can't wait to read the book because it seems like it's something for everybody.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And it's available on Amazon. In fact, we found out on Thursday that it's now an Amazon bestseller, which is cool. Awesome. And yeah, and you're right. And I heard an analogy years ago and I can't let it go because it's so accurate, where a friend made this analogy where who was a marketer, and he said, you know, what we used to do to fill our bucket was we would just turn on a fire hose and it filled the bucket pretty quick. And the fire hose doesn't exist anymore. So now we need 30 garden hoses that are all on drip. And you know what? The bucket still fills up, but you just, you know, the good news is there's a lot of redundancy there. And if a couple of those tactics don't work, it's okay. You still have lots of other garden hoses on drip. The hard part is you have to manage 30 garden hoses, and that's a lot of work. And so, you know, I do think there is more access and opportunity for people than ever before, because I mean, I remember when I started my career out, if you wanted to get a story in a major media outlet, that was a pretty hard thing to do for a normal person who didn't work in the business. Like, I mean, to really date myself, the first PR agency I worked for, our database of media contacts was in print. Like they didn't have an online database yet. It was an actual book called the Bacon's Book. And like, you'd have to like look it up, and it was huge. It was like $5,000, and you'd have to buy it once a year and they'd ship you this huge thing. And then I remember a year or two in, we moved to an online database, which made it a lot easier. But without that, and without like an email address from a known entity, you had no access. That's not the case anymore. You can slide into someone's DMs and say, hey, I've got this product and I think it's really cool. And I really align with what you're saying and your audience. And I think you'd be a perfect person to work with. So let me send it to you and you try it. And if you like it, let's have a conversation. Maybe we can do an affiliate deal and maybe you make a few bucks and I make a few bucks. We'll grow together. Those kinds of opportunities didn't exist 10 years ago. So I think there's a huge opportunity for people that are willing to sort of put in the work and really try and kind of figure these opportunities out for themselves. It's just figuring out how to organize it. And then the more important part is, what is it you're trying to say? And whether, like I said, whether you're running your own team or a business or whatever it is, it's really the story you're trying to tell to a really small group of people. Because if you can connect with that small group and get them to believe in you, they're going to tell everybody else for you. And that's, you know, that's the hard part.
Yeah. Well, I think the digital age, you know, like you said, it's sliding into DMs. The world has got a lot smaller. There used to be these people that were unobtainable, and now it's really easy to get a hold of somebody if you try hard enough. You know, it's not too bad. But, you know, I want to go back to the fire hose analogy and then, you know, in the drip system. It's funny because I've kind of coached a lot of race car drivers and things like that, you know, and everybody, you know, everybody wants to go. If you need $200,000 to race, they all want to go to every single company. I need 200 grand. I need 200 grand. I need 200 grand. And I go, you know, why don't you go and try and get 8 $25,000 sponsors? And they go, well, what do you mean? And I go, well, if you lose one, you're not out of business. You right. know, you know, if you've got one and it's a $200,000 sponsor, you lose them, you're done, you know? And so it's funny because I think there's a lot of things that, you know, the drip analogy and, you know, 30 yard nose is it really hits home with me because it's, that's just the way things have moved, you know? And I think that big dollar cash cow whale is a whole lot harder to land now than it was, you know, years ago.
Well, you're right. And I think on the opposite side of that, the big brands that write the big checks are also starting to realize that there's way more powerful ways to tell their story and connect with potential consumers than just writing giant checks. And so now they're figuring that out, right?
All right, Dan, we got to take one more short commercial break and we'll return. We'll wrap things up with Dan Kahn right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If there's one thing we know about dads, it's that they're not easy to shop for. Enter Kohl's. They've got everything from Nike golf gear to his favorite Levi's jeans. And you can save 20% on other finds like Flex Athleisure and Izod workwear. So if you're not sure what to get dad for Father's Day, you know where to go. Shop Kohl's now. Select styles. Offer ends June 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Nike and Levi's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure,
This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. We got Dan Kahn on the line. Dan, we were just talking about a lot of the big brands and spending and the reduction in spending and how they're spreading things around and not spending quite as much anymore.
You know, yes, obviously there's still people who are buying Super Bowl ads and they're, you know, putting blimps in the air and doing all that stuff. And sure, of course, that there is a value to that at some level. But a lot of them more, like if you look at some of the, like one of the case studies in the book I talk about, you know, is I'm sure anyone who knows a 20-something year old woman is aware of Stanley Cups, right? Like Stanley was like my grandpa's like canteen brand from like the old days. And I don't think I remember even seeing anything like a Stanley lunchbox for years. And all of a sudden you blink and they're everywhere, right? Like they're just everywhere. They're in on every, you know, go to any office in America for a couple of years there. And there's a bunch of, and it's interesting because that was a demo they identified as, hey, we're going to go after a very specific demo. It was not their typical demo. It wasn't construction workers going to a job site. It wasn't some camper. It was mostly young women. It became like this like status symbol thing. And then one of the ways they achieved that and they locked it in cost them almost nothing. And I thought it was such a brilliant masterstroke in marketing. And, you know, we've had a lot of fires out here in California. And one of the fires from a couple of years ago came through and it burned this young lady's car and her car burned. And she put a TikTok, and this was somebody like a regular person. She wasn't like an influencer. She had a couple thousand followers on TikTok, but she took a video as she walked up to her like burned Volkswagen and said, hey, this is crazy. Check it out. And her car's toast is completely torched. And she opens the door and the interior is all burned. And there's a Stanley sitting in the cup holder and the outside of the Stanley cup's all burned. And she goes like this and shakes it. And you can hear the ice tinkling around inside the cup. And she opens it up and the ice is still cold. And she puts it up. Well, the video goes viral. It gets a ton of traction. It gets hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. In fact, like it got millions of views. And what they did that I thought was so brilliant is the CMO of the company sees the video and within 24 hours creates a response and posts it on their official channel. And he literally just jumps on there from his office. It's low production, vertical format video. They didn't bring in some big crew. It was clearly somebody with a phone. He's like, hey, we saw your video. Thank you for being a customer. Most importantly, we're glad you're okay. And, you know, things can be replaced. People can't. So we're glad you're safe. We appreciate you sharing your story. So not only are we going to obviously replace your cup, we're also going to replace your car. So we're going to buy your brand new Volkswagen to replace the one you lost in the fire. And that video went viral. And then a week or two later, she posts another video of her taking delivery of her new car and doing like the thanks Stanley thing. To me, like, okay, so for the cost of a new Volkswagen, so what are we talking about? Maybe like 35, 38 grand, something like that out the door. They ended up getting like 9 million video views of the last video. I think collectively across all of them, it was like 20 million views, huge impressions, crazy positive vibes coming out of that. And that's how they did what they did was things like that, where they didn't buy a bunch of ads on TV. They didn't buy a bunch of, you know, billboards on some major highway. They did something in a very authentic way that made people feel really good about supporting their brand. And I think anytime anyone can do that, even in motorsports and racing, like I said, like that's the Cletus thing. I felt good watching that interview just because I like his videos. I think he's kind of silly. I like that he was kind of camping it up and having a good time and doing the whole Ricky Bobby thing. And I'm like, this is fun. This is way more fun than just watching the regular Daytona 500 for me. So if you can make people feel something, you're gonna do okay.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because what is it? I think they've got like the kids version of the Super Bowl that they'll air, and it's like on Nickelodeon or one of the, I don't know if it's Disney, whatever, but we've tuned in and watched parts of that. It's actually more fun than the actual NFL game, like watching the Super Bowl. And people are like, what do you mean? And I'm like, no, because they're having fun with it and they're dumbing it down to kids, but it's like, it's hilarious. They're like, oh, and there's Taylor's boyfriend who just, you know, went for 15 and like, we're watching and I'm going, man, they should take bits of this and infuse it into the actual television broadcast because, you know, it's not as serious, but it's the same, you know, they're getting the same point across.
100%. No, I agree. And I think, you know, that is one of the lessons I've taken away from motorsports media the last couple of years, is it seems like where things have started to grow again. And obviously, you know, for a moment there when I was a younger man, there was a lot of motorsports on TV and you can kind of get everywhere. And then things became sort of a desert for a bit. And now it's coming back. And I think that's awesome. And I think part of it is they're just turning it into entertainment. And if you want to be hardcore and get into stats and do all that, you can do that. If you just want to be entertained, you can do that too. And that's for the consumer, that's good. And if the consumer is benefiting from it, then the teams will and the brands will and the sponsors will, and then everybody's happier.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a reason why, you know, Monster Jam is probably one of the watch motorsports on the planet. Their reruns, I've seen like the ratings on TV, because you flip through the channels and it can be 11 o'clock at night on a Monster Jam rerun that's 6 months old, but you stop because here's a truck three stories in the air doing flips, you know, and it's just one of the, it's fun, you know, and I think
it's WWE. It's just entertainment. But I mean, even like, you know, we were a couple of friends and mentors started Moto America like, oh man, like 10 years ago when Richard Varner bought, you know, AMA Superbike Racing, essentially from the France family. And we were involved in the early days. We don't work with them anymore, but we did all their brand work and came up with the name and the logo and all that. And it's fun for me because for a while they were very focused on just like traditional motorcycle road racing. And then when the baggers thing came about, I'll admit, I was also like, and Terry Cargas, one of the partners who's a close friend, was like, yeah, we're going to do this thing called King of the Baggers. And I'm like, why? Like V-twin baggers on the road course. Like, I don't get it. And he's like, no, it's going to be cool. And man, has that thing taken off. And again, cause it's entertaining and it's sort of weird and it's sort of different.
I've seen the TV ratings for King of the Baggers and it rivals, I mean, the superbikes. It's wild. I mean,
it's huge. Yeah. And the brands are all behind it and you've got Indian and Harley and they all want in. And I mean, like it's, because again, it's just fun. I think people at the end of the day, they want to be entertained and they have so many options now where, like you said, I mean, you know, you can watch the kids version of the Super Bowl, you can watch the Puppy Bowl, you can watch the regular Super Bowl, like, or you could say, screw it and just go on YouTube and watch a bunch of other random stuff down some rabbit hole that you're interested in. Like, so people have so many options. You've got to make it fun. If they're not having a good time, they're not going to do it. You know, that is something I think, you know, and we're pretty closely aligned with King of the Hammers and we've done their marketing and PR for a while. And that is one thing I'd say they do really, really well, is the live stream is really good and they make it as accessible as they can. So that's one of the things about off-road racing that I think is actually improving. And I'm curious to get your take on it, Jim, but I think just the, you know, between drones and streaming technology, a motorsport that used to be kind of hard to watch as a spectator has become a lot more accessible. And I think that's been pretty cool.
Well, I think, you know, I call it the big three when you talk about, and I'm going to ignore Mexico, but just domestically here in the States, like you look at the three events that absolutely kill it. You've got King of the Hammers, you've got the Mint 400 in Las Vegas, and you've got Crandon up in Wisconsin. That's Labor Day weekend. And you look at the parallels and yeah, there's racing going on, but I know a lot of people that go to all three and never watch a race. Because it's a good time. It's a festival. There's music, there's brands, there's things to do, there's activations, you know, and I think you look at those three and you can almost look at, you know, look at how they run those events and they almost mirror each other.
Yep. No, you're right. And it is, it's about entertainment. It's about giving people a good time.
You know, and you know, there just happens to be a race going on in the background. You know, I hate to say
right.
that.
No, but, yeah, you're right. You know,
but no, I agree. King of the Hammers, what they've done. I mean, they caught lightning in the bottle. And it's funny because that event, you look at the Mint 400, been around for 50 years. You look at Crandon, been around for 50 something years. You look at the King of the Hammers. I mean, we're a little over a decade in with that one. And I go, man, they, you know, that's lightning in a bottle they caught, you know, and it's just, it's really, really amazing.
Yeah. And I also think it's kind of amazing that it even happens because this is an event that's happening in California of all places, which is not historically super friendly to internal combustion motorsports. And this is the most internal combustion motorsport on the planet. And it's out on public land and it's a big racetrack. And there's a lot of people out on that desert, you know, and they're totally candid. The first time we worked with Dave and the Hammers guys was all the way back in 21. So the race happened in 2020 before the COVID thing happened. And then the COVID thing happened and California was still hardcore locked down in January of 21. And they brought us in as like crisis comms to say, hey, we're not sure what's going to happen with the state. We're not going to sure, like, you know, all this craziness, all this stuff going on in the world at that time. Can you help us navigate it? And we said, yeah. And I have to be honest, like both the BLM on the federal side, you know, Bureau of Land Management, and even the governor's office, and I'm not historically a huge fan of a lot of decisions that get made up there. Everybody was cool. Like they said, hey, like, we get it. This is a major economic engine for the area. This supports the entire county. There's people coming in for this thing from all over the country. We want it to happen. And like, let's all work together to make sure the race happens. And that made me feel really good, because it's like they still see motorsports as a real positive for the community, which it is. So that was cool.
Yeah, well, that's funny, because I had my motorhome out at Hammers that year for 10 days, but that was one of those, all of us going, you know, Dave and everybody said, no, Hammers is happening. And it, all of us scratching our head going, I hope it happens, but I don't see this happening. Somehow it did. And I think the entire industry was blown away, because there's no way California is going to allow this to happen. And it happened. And it was great. It was an awesome event.
Yeah. 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 And credit to Dave for that one. Cause same, like, we were on payroll going like, dude, there's no way they're going to let this happen. And they did. We're like, all right, cool. And I think it was the first motorsport event live in person in the country. So pretty neat with a audience anyway.
Yeah. So question for you before we let you go. Obviously, lots of changes, things like that. What do you see the next 12 to 24 months? I mean, media-wise, marketing-wise, automotive-wise. I mean, man, we haven't even dipped into talking about EVs yet. Obviously, we talked about AI a bit. But what do you see our industry in the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, you know, I think we're in an amazing moment right now, Jim. I really do. And I feel blessed that we're getting to live through these times, because you know, if you look back on history, there are kind of these sort of peaks and valleys of things that happen in every industry. And, you know, there is certainly, as you mentioned earlier with AI and everything else, there is a lot of change happening, and we're living through this pivot right now, both with automotive and media. So I think that there's a lot that's happening right now that's interesting. Like I said earlier, I think the shift to independent media is already well underway, and I think that's going to continue. And, you know, one of the things I'm really happy about is, you know, enthusiast media, whether it's racing or off-road or muscle cars or hot rods or whatever you're into, imports, drift, doesn't matter. You know, those were sort of, they were kind of behind gatekeepers for a long time, right? Well, those gatekeepers have disappeared, right? They're gone. And then we went through this little period that we're kind of at the tail end of now, which was sort of the Wild West, where everyone's trying something different. And some people are just creating a whole bunch of content and putting it out there. And like, there's podcasters out there saying, I'm going to create a new show every single day. I'm going to put out 5 episodes a week. There's some people that are saying, you know, I'm going to produce cinema quality video and put it up on YouTube once a month. Like, nobody really knows what the secret sauce is. Everyone's trying something different. And I think we're approaching a moment now where there's only so many platforms and channels people are willing to monitor, right? Like, I'm not willing to look at, you know, I think at one point in my house, we cut the cable about 6-7 years ago. And at one point I was paying for 6 or 7 streaming services. Well, after a while I realized, like, I'm spending more money on this than I was spending on cable. And I also don't watch half these channels, right? So like, okay, I'm going to cancel this one. I'm going to cancel this one. And then you end up with like the 2 or 3. So I think that's kind of consumer behavior in general. So I think people are starting to settle into a groove. And if you're a podcast person like you and I are, like, I really like podcasts. They're a big part of my life.
All right, Dan, I appreciate the time. Those of you tuning in, if you want more of this, it lasts another 15, 20 minutes. Head over to my YouTube channel at JimBeaver15. Get it all uncut there in the wild. But, man, always fun catching up with Dan and Con Media. He's got his own podcast. He's got the book out. Make sure, go check that out. Grab it. Good stuff, especially if you're a marketer or looking, you know, business owner, looking how to market. Influencer looking for ideas, man, he's got you covered. We're going to take a short commercial break here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Back after this break.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. I had Dan Kahn on the show. Like I said, that one stretches way past the hour here on the national network. So if you want that episode, make sure and head over to my YouTube channel at Jim Beaver 15. Catch it in its entirety. Really good marketing, social media, you know, business insight, creator insight. We kind of covered the bases on that one, and we continue to on that. So definitely go and check it out. Good stuff, and kind of gives you a glimpse behind the scenes on how the business world and automotive and motorsport tick. But yes, time to check out here. I'm recording this on a Friday. I know you listening to it'll be on a Sunday, but I've actually got a good friend from my hometown. He is playing for Grand Canyon University in the NCAA basketball tournament. We've had some college basketball players from my hometown, Vegas Davis, big shout out, Tennessee Volunteer. But this is the first time we've had somebody actually play in this NCAA tournament. So really looking forward to this. Name's Jason Amador, plays for Grand Canyon University. So big shout out to him. We're definitely going to be tuned into that this afternoon. So we got a watch party here locally at local sports bar or local bar, and we're going to be watching that. So definitely going to go support one of our own here out of Parker, Arizona. So, man, hopefully Grand Canyon's got a chance against Maryland. I don't know. Going to be a tough game, but stoked to see a local boy in the tournament anyways. So, yes, big shout out to all of our partners in the show, Miss Adventure Life. Head over to our website, missadventure-life.com, and man, we've got some really cool apparel dropping. Mia Chapman merchandise and the Red Bull merchandise back in stock. Check it out, missadventure-life.com, and man, grab some swag. And big thanks to them, Rigid Industries, Vision Wheel, General Tire, all of our partners, Sports Byline for the syndication. And man, it's been a solid one today. I've got a lot coming up. We got some really cool guests coming up. We've got, man, I've got a list of guests. Let's just put it that way. It's going to be really fun. Got any guest suggestions? It's at JimBeaver15 on social. Drop me a DM and let me know who you like on the show. And we'll see you next time on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.